Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of July 2019. Supreme Court has rejected a PIL seeking a direction to the centre to earmark and declare Pakistan occupied Kashmir, POK, and Gilgit as Lok Sabha, LS, seats. The court also imposed a fine of ₹50,000 on former OR official Ram Kumar Yadav for filing the petition and termed it legally untenable. Supreme Court has dismissed the plea of a Popular Front of India, PFI, member challenging framing of charges against him for his alleged involvement in the killing of an RSS activist in Bengaluru in 2016. The court rejected the petition of Asim Sharif, who had challenged the framing of charges against him for the offence of murder and terror activities. Supreme Court has issued a show cause notice to the state government in connection with a contempt plea filed over the delay in release of BJP activist Priyanka Sharma, who was arrested in May for allegedly posting a meme on Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on social media. Delhi High Court has granted anticipatory bail to an Air India pilot who was suspended for allegedly violating aircraft rules, including evading a breath analyzer test and forgery. The court granted relief to Arvind Kathpalia on his request apprehending arrest in a case lodged against him on the direction of a lower court. He is also accused of tampering with evidence, criminal conspiracy and intimidating a doctor working with the airline in January 2017. Delhi High Court has rejected the bail plea filed by Mayank Singhvi, husband of flight attendant Anisya Batra. She had committed suicide in July last year. Ms. Batra's parents have accused her husband Mayank Singhvi of physically abusing and harassing their daughter for money, and as a result she killed herself. Bombay High Court has held that applying police stickers on personal vehicles is an illegal offence, directing officials to take action against those found flouting this rule. The High Court observed that rule also applies to police officials who put such stickers on their personal vehicles. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has ruled that the income tax exemption cannot be denied to a trust merely because one donation in 1 year is doubted. ITAT Delhi further observed that there is no basis for the revenue to hold that the assessee received the donation of 85 lakhs rupees in lieu of cash. Supreme Court has cleared the last legal hurdle in the way of the PM's Kashi Vishwanath corridor when it disposed of a bunch of petitions challenging the project. The petitions were filed by people claiming to be tenants of the buildings which were in the way of the project. Calcutta High Court has nullified the order of the Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT's, Kolkata bench terming it as usurpation of jurisdiction. The CAT order had stayed the compulsory retirement handed to an Indian Revenue Service, IRS, official under Section 56J, of Fundamental Rules. Calcutta High Court has rejected two petitions filed by BJP workers alleging continued police harassment for chanting Jai Shri Ram during CM Mamata Banerjee's visit to Nehati on the 30th of May. Competition Commission of India has found Google's restrictions on manufacturers amounting to imposition of unfair conditions under the Competition Act, 2002. Google appeared to have misused its dominant position in India and reduced the ability of device manufacturers to opt for different versions of its Android mobile operating system. Madras High Court has directed the state government not to prevent protests highlighting the water woes in the state and said it should work with organizations interested in conservation of water bodies to address the situation. ITAT Mumbai has struck down addition to 5.4 crore rupees to Shilpa Shetty's income for the financial year 2010 to 2011. She was a brand ambassador for the IPL team Rajasthan Royals. Shetty had declared a taxable income of 7.6 crore rupees, but after assessment the IT authorities had pegged it at 13 crores rupee, adding 5.4 crore rupees as transfer pricing adjustment. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has levied a penalty on the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, In a rare instance of the capital market regulator having to pay up for alleged lapses in investigation proceedings, SAT, which hears appeals against orders by SEBI, imposed a penalty of 50,000 rupees on the regulator as compensation for litigation and harassment of a former compliance officer of BGIL Films.